CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 17th of November, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB has launched a new practical events section on its website. The RSGB Awards Manager has added categories to the IAIU Region 1 Award. There is still time to host the Youngsters on the Air Month call sign. The RSGB is keen to promote practical events for radio amateurs as a way of developing their skills and retaining their interest in amateur radio. The Society has also demonstrated that build-a-thons are a great way of engaging new audiences and giving people a taste of amateur radio in a fun and supportive environment. As part of its strategy, the RSGB held two workshops at the 2024 convention to introduce individuals to radio-related usage of microcontroller units, or MCUs, as they're often known. The Society also holds annual Builder Radio events at Bletchley Park for youngsters with the kits provided by the Radio Communications Foundation. To support radio amateurs to try practical skills themselves or to put on their own events, the RSGB has published a new section on its website that is dedicated to practical events. You'll find a guide to running a build-a-thon, detailed information from the MCU workshop, as well as a short video to inspire you. Feedback from the RSGB's events have been wholly positive, with requests for similar activities around the country. Could your club host an event and perhaps even boost its numbers at the same time? Find out more at rsgb.org/practical-events. The RSGB Awards Manager has announced that, with the support of the Board, he has added new categories of achievement to the IARU Region 1 Award. These include WARC bands only, 10 megs only, 18 megs only, and 24 megs only. The standard IARU Region 1 Award check spreadsheet should continue to be used for these categories. However, award chasers are advised to keep separate versions for each band or set of bands. There are no mode or power restrictions, and there is no distinction between fixed and portable stations. You just have to be operating within the same country for all QSOs using the application. There aren't any limitations on the start dates of the awards other than the dates for particular countries as identified in the check sheet. This reflects, for example, when a country has become a member of the IARU. The RSGB would like to thank the award chasers who contributed to the discussions about adding new categories. With just 2 weeks to go until Youngsters on the Air Month, operating slots for GB24 YOTA are fast filling up. The special call sign will be active throughout December and is an opportunity to get youngsters active on the amateur bands. Whether you are part of a school, university, youth group or club or an individual, the RSGB would love you to be involved. The Society would be delighted to see the call sign hosted every day during December and see as many youngsters on the air as possible. Be part of this goal by visiting QRZ.com and searching for GB24YOTA to check availability. Operating slots aren't fixed and can be adjusted to suit your timings, so don't delay. Email Jamie, M0SDV, via yota.month@rsgb.org.uk, or visit rsgb.org/yota-month to find out more. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. There will also be reduced hours on New Year's Eve, when the centre will be closing at 2 p.m. Following the seasonal closures, the NRC will also be closed for essential maintenance works on the 2nd of January 2025. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website via rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. Visitors to and from CEPT countries such as the UK can now operate more easily in the Cayman Islands, which has now joined the CEPT/R61-01 reciprocal agreement. This change was agreed at the CEPT meeting last month. No details of rallies and events. Well, the Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Winter Rally is taking place on Saturday the 23rd of November at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, in Rochdale. And the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Annual Rally is taking place on Sunday the 24th of November at Spennymoor Leisure Centre in County Durham. There's a dinner in the Isle of Man too. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is on Sunday the 1st of December. That's more like it. It's at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley, located off junction 17 of the M4. Doors open at 9 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. Admission is £3. Indoor tables are £10. Car boot pitches are £10 for a car size pitch, and a £15 for a van size pitch. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email chairman@chippenhamradio.club. Also, the Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is on Sunday the 8th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry is £3 per person, no charge to partners and under 16s. Free parking and Wi-Fi is available, as well as hot food and refreshments. Traders, £5 per 6-foot frontage, with tables supplied. Booking in advance is recommended. Mains electricity is also available on request. Traders, please pre-book as soon as possible. Please contact Phil G6DLJ via 07990-563-147 or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. And now the special event news. Special event call sign 9 Yankee 20 Tango Alpha Tango Tango is active from the 22nd of November until the 29th of November 2024 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Telecommunications Authority of Trinidad and Tobago, in collaboration with the Trinidad and Tobago Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs are invited to make contact. Limited edition QSL cards will be available, and certificates can be requested by amateurs making at least 5 unique contacts. Find out more on the event website via 9yankee20tangoalpha.tangotango. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Radio Beograd in 1924, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club, YU1ANO, in Serbia are active as Yankee Tango 100 Romeo Bravo and Yankee Uniform 1924 Romeo Bravo until the 30th of November. For details of a certificate that's available for contacting these stations, see Yankee Uniform 1 Alpha November Oscar.org. Special event call sign Hotel Bravo 50 Victor Charlie is active until the 31st of December to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club HB9VC. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. QSL cards will not be provided. You can download a certificate for working this special event station from tinyurl.com/HotelBravo50VictorCharlie-24. Now the DX News. HC5CW and HC2AP will be active as Hotel Charlie 5 Charlie Whiskey / 8 and Hotel Delta 8 Charlie Whiskey from San Cristobal Island in the Galapagos Islands between the 19th and 28th of November. The IOTA reference is SA004. They will operate on the HF bands, CW, SSB and FD8, QSL via M0OXO or OQRS. The Sierra 9 Zulu team will be active from Sao Tome Island between the 11th and 20th of November. The IOTA reference is AF023. They will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands, CW, FSB, digital modes, and also EME on 432 MHz. The 9 Lima 5 Alpha team, who are members of the F6KOP club, will be active from Sierra Leone between the 27th of November and the 8th of December. They will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands and QO100. QSL via F5GSJ, Logbook of the World, or Club Log, OQRS. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, Monday the 18th of November, the RSGB FD4 contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using FD4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's signal report. On Tuesday the 19th of November, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday the 21st of November, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ Worldwide DXCW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 23rd of November and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday, the 24th of November. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, UK is in zone 14. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 14th of November. The solar flux index took a downturn this week, ending up at 150. The visible solar disk is looking rather bare compared with a couple of weeks ago. This is the lowest SFI value since the 2nd of May 2024, but it's only a matter of time before we see another sunspot appear as we make our way through solar maximum. The good news is that this means we've been pretty devoid of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, with only a few M-class flares occurring. Any CMEs were not Earth-directed, and so the KP index stayed low. As a result, the bands are still playing ball. A quick look on 10 metres at 10 hours UTC on Thursday the 14th showed the 4X6TU Israel, OH2B Finland and LU4AA Argentina International Beacon Project beacons were romping in on 28.2 MHz. Going down to 15 metres, it was even better, with ZL6B New Zealand, VK6RBP Australia, and JA2IGY Japan all audible on 21.150 MHz. Also, the proton flux from the sun remains low, which bodes well for polar paths. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center forecasts that the solar flux index will rise again, no doubt as new or returning sunspots appear, perhaps putting us into the low 200s. From a geomagnetic perspective, unsettled conditions are forecast for Wednesday the 20th of November, when the KP index could rise to 4. Looking further ahead, fingers crossed for the 23rd and 24th weekend, when the CQ Worldwide CW contest takes place. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. It was more of the same on 50 MHz last week, with what may be a mix of sporadically and F2 layer propagation producing morning openings to the Gulf States, Southeast Asia and the Americas in the afternoon. On the higher bands, with the high pressure just hanging on in its colder guise, next week looks distinctly on the wintry side for some areas. The high pressure has, along with its predecessor, given us at least 2 weeks of tropo conditions on the VHS bands. The expected changeover to low pressure takes place on Sunday and drives a colder northerly weather pattern down across the UK, even to southern areas. This means that the majority of next week is a good time to look for rain scatter. Regarding meteor scatter, the peak of the Leonids occurs today, 17th of November, with rates of 15 to 20 an hour. Also, occasional peaks of the KP index above 4 should tempt us to beam north for chance auroral openings. As usual, check the VHF beacons and clusters for signs of activity during the afternoon and evenings when the auroral oval is displaced southwards, nearer to our part of the world. It's a good week for EME operators. The moon reaches peak declination on Monday morning, but path losses are rising as we pass perigee on Thursday the 14th. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, reaching 500 Kelvin on Sunday night. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where no. So for the Southwest, us and District Amateur Radio Club, on Thursday, the club will show a signal video. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting on Tuesday at 7:30 in the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays in the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe, Exeter. EX4 8PX. Meetings are held at 7 p.m. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. On Monday the 25th of November, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting at the Quarterjack, Wells, at 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday the 20th of November, Terry, M0TJX, will be doing a brief talk as part of his Snippets series. This will be followed by operating and social time. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Over in Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 22nd of November at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is holding a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face social and on-air meeting on Tuesday the 19th of November, starting at 6:30 p.m. with a show-and-tell element. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society will hold its AGM on Tuesday the 19th of November. They usually meet on the first and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Ask Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ. It's 5 minutes from Junction 27 of the M4. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.